When it comes to learning a language, good teachers are always important. However, in Indigenous communities, it's becoming more difficult to encourage new generations to stay interested in the languages of their ancestors and continue to learn them. However, right out of the pages of science fiction, Opie the Robot is here to make learning cultural languages more stimulating. The Wire's Oliver Brown has the details.
What was once a futuristic fantasy is now reality, with Opie the Robot being used to teach Indigenous children the languages of their ancestors. The new educational aid, co-created by the Noongar Language Centre and the University of Queensland School of Information Technology, is now gaining rapid popularity. Professor Janet Wiles of the University of Queensland says the Opie robot, while not originally created as a language aid, quickly adapted to serve a new purpose for the Noongar community.
The Opie robot has had many different forms. So there's one big chunky robot that a child can hug and touch and high five. The original idea for the Indigenous Opie robot was to try and get a travelling form, a form that could actually be loaded in an aeroplane, travel around in the back of a car, go out to remote sites, and actually then be engaged not just in English with the children, but also in multiple languages.
Grant Thompson works at the Noongar Language Centre and is also the voice for Opie the Robot in his community, for which he speaks in Creole, a newer language spoken across large areas of northern Australia. Mr. Thompson says using his voice for Opie was thrilling, and he loves to see how much the kids enjoy learning with it.
Opie, it's another way, like another tool, and the kids really enjoy having Opie in the class. I mean, being part of this long line of history, and you having technology getting involved, everyone's getting involved. In this long line of storytelling and language, I think it's amazing being part of that. I think having my voice there is just beautiful, I think.
Language teachers in communities such as Noongar only get to spend about half an hour per week with the children. So Professor Wiles says the key draw for Opie the Robot is to engage the children and help them learn on a more independent level.
In Noongar, there are 10 heritage languages, plus Creole, plus English. So of the 10 heritage languages, there are language workers who work with the Noongar Language Centre. They needed an assistant who can help them with their work. And the idea of the robot is to take the kinds of material that they're already teaching, put them on the robot, and then have the robot enable the children to practice throughout the week so that they get more exposure to their language.
According to Mr. Thompson, the ability to use a fun environment has become a crucial method of teaching children about their culture.
Opie, it's a fun way for the kids to learn. Yeah, having Opie, we are doing anything we can, in any way we can, to save our languages and not treasure them in many ways we can.
So, while the other language teachers go off to work on other projects, the kids can always rely on Opie to be there to help them with their language practice, using language activities as a key way of keeping them interested.
The way we've designed the software, it has three components. One is stories, where the children are listening to recorded stories by members of the community in the language that they want the children to be working in. So a child, when they first engage with the robot, they choose their language, and then they can choose either stories or there's a memory game, which actually has word learning in it, or there's pronunciation activities where they actually try and pronounce back the words. So that's three different levels of science: the sounds, the words, and the more complex grammar in the stories. All of that information can then be compiled for the child's progress, and that is then sent to the language centre for the language workers to be observing and monitoring how the children are going.
Despite initial hesitance by community elders to incorporate a robot in teaching their culture, Professor Wiles points out that Opie's intended purpose is to help children retain a part of their heritage that may otherwise be forgotten.
So the goal is to help the community in whatever way they want to best support their culture, and of course language is at the heart of culture.
Professor Jana Wiles from the School of Information Technology at the University of Queensland and head of the OPI project there, speaking to The Wire's Oliver Brown.